The mayor of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, gave a COVID-19 update at Tuesday's city council meeting. At the bi-monthly virtual meeting, Mayor Linda Tyer said Pittsfield remains in the state's yellow designation for COVID-19 transmission.
Our case trends can be best described as stagnant over the most of the last couple of weeks, with a pronounced drop of case trends over the last 5 days. The case rate is now 16.9% per 100,000. That is a drop of 29% in 14 days. Most of the drop, approximately 25% of that, has happened in the last 5 days, while 4% happened in the first 12 days of this 14-day period.
She said the city's positive test rate is following a similar trend, down from 3.02% at her last update in April.
It is now at 2.59%. Our estimated active case count, now at 25, went up in the second half of April, but has consistently gone down since then, which demonstrates an overall downward trend since our last high peak on March 25th. Recent clusters have centered on a local business and transmission within households. The health department continues to do contact tracing and provide guidance for residents and employers on isolation and quarantine requirements. Hospitalizations are also dropping, but after a slight increase 7 days ago. Today, Berkshire Medical Center is reporting 2 hospitalizations and 0 in the ICU.
Tyer said wastewater testing is showing an indication of an upward trend. There is positive news on the vaccine front.
The Massachusetts Department of Public Health currently reports that 56% of Pittsfield residents have at least one vaccine dose. 40% of Pittsfield is fully vaccinated. So we are on track to hit the 50% fully vaccinated mark by May 18th.
While the rollout continues moving forward, Tyer says efforts are underway to increase progress.
In the last couple of weeks, all available appointments at the Berkshire clinics have not been filled. According to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, more people are utilizing the pharmacy locations for their vaccines. The Berkshire Vaccine Collaborative, which operates the 3 clinics in Pittsfield, North Adams, and Great Barrington, have implemented 2 new strategies to expand access at the clinics: walk-in vaccination and pop-up clinics. Last week, at the first walk-in clinic at Berkshire Community College, in just 3 hours' time, 177 doses were administered at that first walk-in clinic.
As the state continues to reopen, Tyer said Pittsfield is working to facilitate the process locally.
The city's senior sanitarian, Andy Camby, has worked closely with our local businesses to address any clarifications that are needed with regard to state-issued guidelines. Along with providing daily telephone consultations for local businesses, Andy has conducted on-site inspections to review layouts and safety protocols. In the last 2 months, he has visited 8 businesses to review their operations. These businesses have ranged from churches to manufacturing facilities. Also, on a daily basis, Andy has worked closely with Becky Manship, the city's recreation and special events coordinator, to ensure that all special events are following sector-specific guidelines. The special events have varied in magnitude, from reviewing plans for the Berkshire Theater Group to reviewing safety plans for small memorial services. Every applicant for a special event permit has to submit a safety plan that addresses capacity, mask enforcement, and risk control. Working with the applicant and with Becky, the city's Department of Community Development has been able to issue 37 special event permits so far for this year.
For more information on Pittsfield's COVID-19 picture, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.